Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur will be Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Echad Dinei Mamonis, Perek Revi, Daf Lamed Hei. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis brought a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, Eicha Haisel Zoyno, Kirya Ne'amono. How it became a Zoyno, the Kirya Ne'amono, Malaysi Mishpat Tzedek, that was full of Mishpat, Tzedek Yolin Bo Va'atam Ratzchim. It was Yolin Tzedek, it didn't do Tzedek on time, it pushed off doing Tzedek, Va'atam Ratzchim and Andam Ratzchim. So the Gemara knows that halacha, with regards to the Din of Sanhedrin, that the Sanhedrin should not push off doing a Din, Halon is a Din. However, when it comes to the halacha of sentencing a death sentence, more than that in this pasuk, that we're allowed to delay a din on ritzicha. Then the Gemara learns that another interesting halacha with regards to tzedaka. The Gemara brings the memra Amar Rav Yitzchak kol tainish shamalinim boy as a tzedaka. Any tainis that were malin boy as a tzedaka kilu shleifich damim. If you do not give tzedaka, bizman, in the proper time, it is as if you're a killer, and that's what the pasuk means when it says, tzedek yolin bo v'atam ratzchim. So the Gemara explains, when do we say that if you don't give tzedaka in the proper time, it is as if you're a killer? So the Gemara says, hani mili berifto v'tamri. This is referring to bread and dates. Meaning, Rashi explains, at the end of a fast, if the aniyim are accustomed to mikabel food, and you restrained from giving them food, so you're killing them. However, money and raw wheat and barley, we could wait till the next morning to give it to the aniyim after a fast, because after all, they can't eat from it immediately after the fast anyway. The barley and the wheat needs cooking, and the zuzi is not edible, as we all know. So we learn from this Gemara that if aniyim are expecting and looking forward to tzedakah, and we refrain from giving the tzedakah, the tamri v'rifta, the bread and the dates, after a fast, it is as if we're meratzkin. There's an interesting halacha, Bizman is there, that many people ask the Bezdin, who is fitting to give tzedaka to? A lot of people, aniyim, expect tzedaka. But that ani expects tzedaka doesn't justify to give him tzedaka. Who is the ani that deserves to give tzedaka to? And the question goes like this. If there's an ani that expects its tzibur, expects to mekabel tzedaka from the tzibur, however, he's able to work. He has a degree. He has two healthy hands. He could easily get a job and support himself. However, he refrains from getting a job and expects the tzibur to support him. It does a person deserve tzedakah or not? So, it's a lengthy discussion in the poskim, and I'll bring down two sheets of machloikis, fascinating machloikis. The Marashdam in Shut, Yoredeya, Simin Kuk Samech Vov, has a very potent sheet of the Marashdam. He brings a Gemara. The Gemara says, in Ksubis, Daf Samach Zayin on the base, the Gemara says, that Ein Choy V'Losei Tzok L'Odom Sheyesh Loi Kesem Mishaloi. Ach Roitze Sheachem Yifanesu. Someone who has his own money and doesn't want to use it for the barely necessities, but rather wants to take Tzokah, you are not Mokhiv to give him Tzokah, you should tell him to take his money and spend it on himself. But Cain, and also, that's what the Shulchan Aruch rules in Reishon Gimel, Sif Yud, Asher, a rich person who refrains from giving food to himself, The Enot son of a Mamonoi, he doesn't want to spend his money. Shlo Yoichel Mimena doesn't want to eat it. Eimash Kichem Boy, we don't give him any stock all. We let him starve. We say, listen, you have money, use your own money. Sezim Ashdam. Sezim Ashdam. She'ein chilek b'mi she'yesh loy fein roitzlis parnis. There's no difference. Someone who has money doesn't want to use it. The mi she'ein loy mois be'en versus someone who doesn't have any money at all. However, yochlis parnis v'mokam achim imalacha umnis l'shchayro. However, he has an ability to get money through working. Says the Maharsh Dam, there's no difference. Someone who has money doesn't want to use it, or someone who has hands and doesn't want to use his hands. And he says the Maharsh Dam, very strong language. Shim yala bedas. Does it make sense? Shekol mi she'ein loy motzayim zuz be'en. Anyone who doesn't have money in his pocket, v'yochel arviach mizayin oisok. He doesn't have money in his pocket, but he's able to get a job. He has a law degree. He can make money. Does it make sense that he should give stock? You should give stock with such a person. Ein sofik shayizim and anim. That's clear to me. Anyone who could get a job and could work is as if he has money. And if he has money, we don't give anyone stock who doesn't want to use his money. That's what Marashbam says. So too, the same opinion can be seen in the Kli Yoker and Shmois in Perichav Gimel Pasuk K. The pasuk tells us Azle Tazev Imoy. We're talking about the mitzvah Pirkei Avotim of lifting, helping someone lift up his bundles. So says the Kli Yoker, Mikan Shuva Al Mitzvah Aniim Bnei Amenu. Here we can answer some of the poor people amongst us. Hamatilas Atman Alek Sibor, that they throw themselves to get stuck up. But they don't want to work. They want to have an easy life. Says the Kli Yoker, even though they could get money and get work, still, says the Kli Yoker, they say to themselves that they need daimach, they need enough to support themselves, and they need money. Says the Kli Yoker, no, if someone asks you for money, you have to tell them the following. Azoiv, Tazoiv, Imo, he says in the Pasuk, you should help him load his donkey with him as well. Meaning you and him together shall lift his donkey. However, if he doesn't want to lift his donkey, says, if the person says, no, I want to sit idle while you lift my donkey up, you lift the packages of my donkey, because it says, Tazoiv, Imo, the mitzvah pick of a day, you don't have to help him, because a person doesn't help himself, you would not mechayev to help him as well. The same opinion can be seen in a very, very strong language from the Kli Yoker as he continues. The Kli Yoker continues and he says, anyone that you help to give tzedaka to and he's able to support himself, says the Kli Yoker, it's not called tzedaka, says the Kli Yoker. Says he brings the pasuk, ki loy am binoy, so it brings, it says the pasuk in Tanakh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Yidden, Kilam Binasu, you don't understand. Al Kain lo Yerachamenu, Iseyu, Vyoysel Yechoyinenu. I'm not going to have Rachmanas on you because you don't understand. If you're doing the wrong thing, I don't have Rachmanas on you. Says the Kli Yoker so too. A person who could work, he doesn't want to work. If you give him staka, so he says, Ein kan staka elet sa'aka. This is his cry because you're helping him, you're enabling him to become poor. Someone who could get a job and you give him staka, you're enabling him. Ein kan staka elet sa'aka. Says the Kli Yoker in the Maharsh Dam. So too could be seen in the Rambam Paskins, in Hilchos Gzeilu Vaveda, Yudalef, Perek Yudalef, Halacha Yudalef, he says, Hamavid Mamoni Ledas, someone who throws his money away, Ledas, he's throwing away his money. Ein is talking like, you don't have to help him with retaining his money. Ketzah says, the Rambam, and Iach, Parosli, Berefesh, She'ein Loidel, someone puts his cow in a place that it could easily escape. Veloi Tashro, Beholachlo, he didn't tie it and he left. Hishlet, Kislo, Shusharab, maternal, if someone throws his money in the floor, you can't take it and keep it, because after all, it's still an Aveda. However, you don't have to give it back to him. It says if someone loses an object, someone loses something, the halach is you don't have to help him. So too, a lot of poskim want to say someone who could get a job and could easily make money, could get a job, look in the workforce, and he doesn't do so, he's like a ma'avid mamoyel ledas. He has the ability to have money, and he's not using that ability. That is someone that it's also to do a shavas aveda to, so too, it's also to help him, with staka. So too can be seen in Rav Shimshul Fal Hirsch, in Vayikra, Perich Chotei, Pasuk Lamed Hei. Rav Hirsch says the following thing, it says in the Pasuk by staka, it says by staka, Vichzakta boy, Umata Yodo Imach, it says someone, whose Mata Yod Chaimach, he hand went down, Hiknaktabo, help him out. What does it mean a mortal yod kuyimok? Says the reverse. What does it mean his hand went down? It means that before his hand went down, he was equal to you, meaning he had a job. And he lost his job. Someone who lost his job and needs help to put his hand back where it was before. Meaning his hand was up, it went down because he lost the job, and he wants to go back to getting his previous position back with you. It went down, but you want to bring it back up, try to help him find a job, give him stock, enable him to get a job. However, someone who wants to stay where he is, he doesn't want to go back to where he was before, he wants to stay unemployed, doesn't want to work, so then the halacha is that you do not have to give him stock, says reverse. However, an alternative opinion can be seen in the tshuvas of Ramosha Feinstein. Ramosha Feinstein, in Igret Moshe, Yerideya, Chelek Dalit, Simon Lama Zion, writes that Adam Shekile et kol mamoinu biyodav, someone who throws away all his money, he's an obsessed gambler, and any money he has, he throws it away. V'hofach la'ani, he became an ani. Says Ramosha, even though he threw away all his money, irrelevant, says Ramosha, choyva lothis loit staka, yumachuyiv to give him staka, even if he's negligent, says Rav Moshe, and he doesn't get his, and he threw away his money, you still have to help him. Not like the Rambam by Shavas Avedo, not like the Kriyoker by Azav Tazav Imoy, and not like reverse. Anyone who doesn't have money is the mitzvah to help him, to, irregardless if he was Poshea. Says the Rav Moshe, continues, he says, Va'af Adam Shieshle Sadoshu Yochel Avoid Bam, Lafanaz Atmoy. Even someone who has field and he could do it, still, if he wastes all that and he doesn't really work the field, still it's a mitzvah to give him stock up, because it's always a mitzvah to give stock up. And Moshe brings a very, very convincing proof from the Gemara on Bob Mitzia, Daf Tetamid Beis. The Gemara says in Bob Mitzia, Tetamid Beis, it says, Asher Shehifker has called Nechotov, a rich person that was masking Nechotov. Says the Halacha, he had money and he was self-supportive and he was masking Nechotov. Rishoy, little payah, he could still take payah. Says the Moshe, if you mask it on Nechotov, he said you could take payah. So we see that what? Even if you're poshe with your money, still you can take stock up. So according to the Moshe's opinion, it would be anyone who could get a job, doesn't get a job. Is that anything worse than someone who's masking a chosav? Is that anyone who's poshe? And if according to the Moshe, you should have to give him stock up, even if he's a poshe, even if he could get a job and doesn't get it, not like the Marash Dam. So too, a opinion not like the Marash Dam can be seen in the Smach. The Smach in Mitzvah's Chos says the stock, the Smach, when he talks about the Mitzvah's stock up. You don't have to be you don't have to look over to see if the ani can make money. Because it says, don't be stubborn. You shouldn't say, listen to this smack closely. Why should we help this poor person out? If he got a job, if he wanted to get a job, he could get a job. This job, go to the newspaper, you could do any kind of, you become a garbage man. Don't say that. Because it says, Loi ta'ameitz, don't be stubborn. Even if you think this in your mind, why should I give him? He can get a job. So we see that the Moshe and the Smach seem to dissent and not agree to the Kliyokar and the Marash Dam. So we have a very fascinating machloikis when it comes to mitzvah stalker. Someone who can get a job is a mitzvah to give him the stalker, says the Moshe and the Smach. On the other hand, we see that the Kliyokar and the Marash Dam say, Enkan stalker, that not only is it not a mitzvah, but it could be a negative thing, it could be lifnei. Many posts say give someone a job, give someone money, and you're enabling him not to work. It could be you transgress the lifnei iver, a stumbling block, because after all, if he gets free money, he'll continue to get free money and not get a job, and if you force him to get a job, you're actually doing a tremendous chesed for him. So that would be the opinion of the Marash Dam and the Kliyokar. However, according to the Smach and Rav Moshe, it doesn't matter. You should still help him out. There's a mitzvah, loisa ametz. Still help him out. We see by an asher mafkin chosav, you still help him out. And therefore, there's a mitzvah to stalko, irregardless who he is. Now, I want to point out, even though it's a machloikis, and a machloikis in hilchot stalko, the choyri should go, the kula, because after all, the person who has the money in his hand is a muchzik, and he can say, kimli, I hold like the opinions that I'm potter, therefore he can restrain from giving stalko to the ani, if he feels the ani can get a job, and say, kimli kamashdam. However, if we're misupik, if we do not know if the person can get a job or cannot get a job, obviously we're mechuyev in the mitzvah of dan chavschus. We should be dan kol chaverov the chavschus. We should dan that no, he can't get a job. Don't suspect him as someone who could get a job. Only if for sure you know he could get a job and he's not getting a job, then we come up to this machloikas apoiskim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.